Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The DH, Carlton Fisk. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Watson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Montgomery. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Stan Pappy. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dick Drago. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The first baseman, Don Money. Batting third. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dick Davis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ben Ogilvy. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jerry Augustine. And now, play ball. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a line drive into center field. Wolford picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wolford. Burleson moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burleson scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn bunts towards first. Money fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lynn moves to third. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Lynn tags and scores. Rice tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pappy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pappy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burleson takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Burleson goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ogilvie for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Watson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ogilvie, who is chasing the ball. Watson reaches third base with a triple. Rice goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Reggie Cleveland now pitching. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hobson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0-for-1 in the game. Montgomery hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evans moves to third. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is 0-for-1 in the game. Pappy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to home to get Evans. Montgomery moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Montgomery moves to third. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Fisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Montgomery scores. Pappy moves to second. It's 8-0, Red Sox. Paul Mitchell now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pappy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Watson takes first base on ball 4. Rice moves to second. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hobson hits a line drive into center field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Evans is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Montgomery strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Winremer's Val now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Montgomery settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. Money hits a pop-up towards first. Watson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is 0 for 2 in the game. Pappy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Pappy reaches second base with a double. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burleson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pappy moves to third. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pappy tags and scores. One out. It's 9-0, Red Sox. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Lynn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 11-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount misplays the ball. That's an error on Yount. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hobson hits a fly ball into center field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tom Paquette now playing center field. Jim Dwyer now playing left field. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Remmersval fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ogilvie moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount strikes out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wolford hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Wolford reaches second base with a double. Ogilvie scores. Bando goes all the way around to score. It's 11-2, Red Sox. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Montgomery fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Brewers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Moose Haas now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Montgomery strikes out. One out. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Pappy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Evans moves to third. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Burleson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evans scores. Pappy moves to second. It's 12-2, Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Fisk hits a pop-up into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pappy scores. Burleson moves to third. It's 13-2, Red Sox. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a fly ball into center field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Gary Allinson now catching. Jack Broemer now playing third base. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-2 in the game. Money hits a fly ball into center field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Molitor moves to third. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brohmer fields it and throws to first for the out. Molitor scores. Two outs. It's 13-3, Red Sox. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pappy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Brewers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob McClure now pitching. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Watson strikes out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer strikes out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando juggles the ball. That's an error on Bando. Evans moves to third. Allinson moves to second. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Pappy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evans scores. Allinson scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 15-3, Red Sox. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 15, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bergmeier fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 15, and the Brewers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Fisk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fisk moves to third. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Watson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fisk scores. Dwyer moves to second. It's 16-3, Red Sox. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 16, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moore moves to third. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-3 in the game. Money hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moore scores. Molitor moves to second. It's 16-4, Red Sox. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cooper strikes out. One out. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Davis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pappy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 16, and the Brewers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Castro now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Pappy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Pappy reaches second base with a double. Allinson moves to third. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Allinson scores. Pappy moves to third. 2 outs. It's 17-4, Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 4-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 doubles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount misplays the ball. That's an error on Yount. Pappy scores. That run is unearned. It's 18-4, Red Sox. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Paquette hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fisk moves to second. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dwyer hits a line drive into center field. Wolford picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Wolford. Fisk scores. Paquette moves to third. Dwyer moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 19-4, Red Sox. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 19, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Campbell now pitching. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brouwer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson misplays the ball. That's an error on Burleson. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pappy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wolford moves to second. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wolford scores. That run is unearned. It's 19-5, Red Sox. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brouwer fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 19, and Milwaukee Brewers, 5. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.